College education costs a fortune and keeps on getting more expensive. There is, however, one local high school that offers 11th and 12th graders a chance to graduate with a year's worth of college credit, tuition-free. Only about 100 students make it through the application process. But those that do get a classroom culture that offers seminar classes and unique electives. I'm talking about Bard Early College, which recently hired Nicole Young as its new executive director. She spoke with Sharon Litwin on this week's Notes from New Orleans.
So this year's seminar topic, for instance, is what does it mean to be human? And actually, that's a topic that students picked from the year before. And they're wrestling with these tough questions of what does it mean to be human? And they're reading ancient Persian texts. They're reading Hannah Arendt. They're reading Ta-Nehisi Coates, all around this topic of what does it mean to be human on this planet? So
did they figure out an answer?
No. Which is the great part. I think all of our students walk away saying that they know they have more questions when they leave Bard than when they came. So it's great.
So let's talk about actually how the kids get into Bard. I shouldn't say kids. How the students get into Bard. You know, last year you told me Bard had 800 applications for 100 seats.
Yes.
And so, you know, you have to wonder, what are you looking for that 100 had?
Mm-hmm.
And what are you going to do about the 700 that didn't get in?
Yes, that's a great question. People always ask if the students that we admit into the program, if there's some sort of academic bar. Do they have to have a 4.0? Do they have to be valedictorian? And the answer is no. Our process is really, we want every student to make sure that they want to be in Bard and that Bard is the right place for them. So they apply. There are recommendations that come through teachers and counselors at respective partner schools. And then students sit down for a sample class to see if this is the kind of environment they want to be in. They read this year for the admissions process, they read a piece by James Baldwin, and then they had a sample class where they talked about it, they engaged, and a faculty and staff member are there observing the students and deciding who's really engaged, who feels like they can really compete on this competitive, you know, not on this competitive, but on this college level, right? We all have a really good idea of whether or not students want to continue. And so, yeah, we've whittled it down from that 800 to these 100 students, and they persist throughout the year. About the other 700, I mean, our goal as Bard Early College is to expand the work that we're doing. We recognize that we can't be the only ones who are doing this kind of work in the city, and ultimately we would love other universities in the city to take this up and to do really immersive, authentic, supportive early college for students so that we have a better success rate after college.
And what about the bigger picture for Bard? You know, what is...
What's the future? We want to expand. I think one of the things that we want to do, we're working right now on kind of creating a playbook for early college and thinking about how other universities can take this work and expand it. Of course, you know, we are one of seven early colleges in the Bard Early College Network, and each campus gets to do their own thing. The backbone of it is this Bard curriculum of writing and thinking, where we believe that students learn how to write as they go along, right? And we don't have to do so much on the basics of grammatics and stuff like that. We can really catapult students forward by challenging them to write their ideas and thoughts down. So we are part of this larger network. We are excited to expand more and think about who are other partners in the state and in the city who could help expand, you know, immersive, authentic, free early college.
So let's talk about Nicole.
Yes.
So you're part of this quirky place now.
I
mean,
I am.
Just since July. What do you think? What's great? What's not? You're going to hang with us? What are you going to do?
I'm going to stay. You know, I posted recently on Facebook that some days I'm like, oh, this is such a cool city. And then other days I'm like, where are all these weirdos? You know? And then one of my friends is like, you're now one of the weirdos, you know? So, I love it. I love it. There's no other place that you can get the quality of amazing music that you can hear all the time, you know, walking down the street, going to a festival, you know, paying to go into, you know, House of Blues or wherever. I love that. And it is definitely a shift from D.C. for sure.
Well, we're so glad you're here. Thank you so much, Nicole.
Thank you for having me.
It's exciting. It's exciting. To find out more about the Bard Early College Program in New Orleans, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.